Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How are you? Happy Friday, man. You made it through another week, and the weekend is here. Although some people, they're busy on their weekend than they were during the week, huh? You ever notice Saturday afternoon about 3 o'clock, like everybody finally gets done with the week, and then the roads get a little quieter, and people start having some fun. It takes that long, because you got the whole work week, and then Saturday morning, what are you doing? Shopping, laundry, lawn, taking care of the kids, and then Saturday afternoon, it's time to chill. It's awesome. It's coming. All right, so today we're going to ditch the crazy world around us. Is that cool? Trust me, if you're going to ditch the crazy world around you, it's going to be all about your mindset, because the world is, it's crazy. I was going to bat something crazy. I don't want to say a bad word. This is crazy. So we're going to talk about some ideas so you can do that and maybe calm yourself just a bit. You know, it's kind of been a theme this week. I guess I'm kind of on that road myself and making sure I stay that way and just calm and cool and enjoying the day and have a happy day from start to finish. That's the goal. It is a Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here. And my job is simple. It's to take this stuff inside my head, this lifetime of experience and training and now 20 years of this business, and share it with you. And that's all it is. It's just a different way of thinking. And it's pretty smart, book smart stuff, common sense stuff, stuff we figured out at a bar, some we figured out at the gym, some just walking around the block, some while mowing the lawn. But in any case, it came from someplace. You're going to get a good dose of that today. Glad to have you here today. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Every Friday we ask a question. How do you want to feel? It's an important question because it's actually a pretty technical question and it really speaks to you directly and it speaks to your emotions. And if you'll take a moment, even right now thinking about it while I'm talking, but certainly after the podcast or whenever you have a great event coming up, just say, how do I want to feel? And you're going to want to feel great if you're honest with yourself. No, I want to feel bad, Scott. Scared and, oh, yeah. No, you don't. Not really. You want to feel great about it. So just acknowledge that you want to feel great. And what you're going to do is immediately kind of start to go that direction. It's kind of amazing how it works. Kind of a law of attraction thingy. So ask yourself, how do I want to feel? And go from there. By the way, I had a question. And I every now and then I'll mention this. Because what I do, we get out. We're doing, we're on track to do 24 million downloads, I think, this year. We did 50 in 15 years. 50 million. And now we're on track to do 24 million in a year. It's crazy. So I get a lot of people that kind of come in and chime in from all over the world. And we're in 115 countries. And so I get all kinds of interesting emails. And every so often I'll get an email that reminds me why I do what I do. But oftentimes I get an email saying, why do you do what you do? Why do you show up every single day and do this? And I said, I don't know. I have no idea. All I know was I found what fits me and I found I'm effective at, and a byproduct of what I do tends to help people. So that's what I do. I don't think about it too much. I don't question it too much. I just dig in and just do what I do, and knowing somebody is going to be impacted. And here's what I mean by that. This has happened to me dozens of times over the years. Somewhere around the world, somebody wakes up and their life is, they feel bad. They feel confused. They feel like they don't know what to do. And they pick up their device or they go on their computer and they start searching for motivation or something. And there's, God knows, there's 4 million motivational podcasts out there. And somehow, some way they find me. God bless them. I feel bad when they do sometimes because it's got to be a wake-up call. And they start listening. And suddenly their mood has changed, their life changes, and they go off in a new direction. So if you ask what drives me and what motivates me, that's it. It's I just know that when I do what I do, somebody's going to have an impact today and it's going to be a good one. I also have some crazies out there. I'm going to ruin their day. Just going to happen because I'm not like them. I'm different. That's okay. Love it. So, you know, we had this great thing called a pandemic. Well, this great pandemic pause. Remember that? It seems to have disappeared about 3 weeks ago. I don't know. One day it was gone. Of course, if you live in Florida, it was gone 2 years ago. Oh, thank God. The free state of Florida. But it seems to have disappeared. It's not on TV anymore. I know it's still there. People still getting sick. I got it. But it's disappeared. It's just not the thing anymore. So, but you know, when it did happen, it was kind of a weird time. Think back on it and how we all kind of freaked out collectively. We didn't know what to do, did we? Had no idea. We'd never been through it. None of us had. Now, everybody responded differently, but for the most part, we all had the safe impact. Once we had those, you know, those first 2 weeks that we had to pause, it was weird. It was like, okay, this is odd. Life stopped. People changed. Everything was slower. There was more time in the day suddenly. Now, some people got busier because they're healthcare workers, things like that. A lot of things got busier, but for the most part of the population, it was like, okay, this is odd. We can't even go anywhere. Can't go shopping. I remember going to Walmart thinking, this is a dirty place. It wasn't. It was the pandemic scared me into that. The rush of our day-to-day lives, it seemed really distant. Now, we've been recovering a little bit. We're getting back into the craziness now, and it's coming around, and people are really trying hard to get back in the crazy world that they used to live in. I remind you, what happened? When everything slowed down and you realize things are simpler, you said, I need to camp more. I need to buy a bigger house. I need to live in a different place, move out of the city, get to a place, have a better lifestyle. I want to remind you what happened when that happened. If you survived it, I want to remind you about that. The storm is passing now and we're reigniting our lives. And we need to consider some lessons from a few smart people. I actually have this on my desk. I wouldn't say I look at it every single day. My eyes go past it every single day for sure. It's been here for a long time. This is a piece of paper I just kind of taped over there between my monitors. Some quotes that I like. And probably the one you hear me say the most is from Leonardo da Vinci. Simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. Simplicity, the ultimate sophistication. I like simple because simple works. I like to break everything down to simple. Now, I will tell you sometimes, certainly in business, the more complicated you are in how you do business, the more competitive advantage you have. Because most people want to keep things really simple. There's no doubt about it. But overall, you can look at building a business and the complexity of it as a kind of a simple game if you want to. But in your life, simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. So if you want to think of yourself as a sophisticated person, try to simplify everything right down to the basics. It makes such a big difference in your life. And you know that already. Because what do you do when you go on vacation when you're really happy? When you finally get there, life gets simple. Life is simple, but we insist on making it complicated. Confucius said that. Paltrow. Life is, at its core, very simple. But we insist on making it complicated. Stop it. Keep it simple and sophisticated. William James said, the art of being wise is the art of knowing what to overlook. I really believe this is sometimes it's naivety when you're younger, you're overlooking things you should be looking at. But as you get older, you certainly really understand what to overlook. That's why a lot of old people, if they don't get grumpy, and I think it's optional once you turn 60, you can be grumpy if you want to be. It's kind of a given. But those that are not grumpy, what they figured out is just to overlook a lot of things and don't worry about it. Why? Because they've been there, done that. They see it. It's nothing new to them. Why don't you start today? And Charles Warner said, simplicity is making the journey of this life just enough baggage. Simplicity is making the journey of this life with just enough baggage. Not too much. Simplify, simplify, simplify. It's the ultimate form of sophistication. I know it's hard to do, but if you'll do me one favor today as you go through your day, if you'll look at your life and just say, what's too complicated? What's too crazy? What can I not keep up with? And what can I simplify? Identify a few things and go, okay, how do I simplify it? and start working on that. It may not happen overnight, but it will happen. And when it does, you will be happier. You will not get there. If you want to feel like you're on vacation 52 weeks out of the year, you got to simplify. You do. You do. I live in an area with a lot of retirees. Probably, I don't know what the population is, 40, 50% retirees here in the Daytona Beach, Port Orange area. And I got to tell you, a lot of them are really simple. They just ditched everything and said, okay, I'm going to the gym, playing golf, and having dinner. That's it. Life is good. All right, you have a great weekend. I'm glad you're here. The Husband Wife Talking Life show comes tomorrow with my wife, Joy. If you haven't heard that show, check it out. It's on Saturday, and it's a fun, interesting show. A little bit irreverent, but we have a good time. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday. Bye.